Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you calling in to chat with my guest, please be patient with ya, because we're going to be able to get to, we're going to get to all of your calls. Don't worry about it. We're going to get there. These phones have been ringing for the past half hour because, Benny, we have got somebody in the house that all of us have been waiting to chat with. Now, I'm going to do two different introductions. This is my friend, so I can do this. So I'm going to do my New York introduction, because I remember the first time that I was able to talk about him. His book right now that we're going to chat about is Growing Up in Heaven. But for those of you that are in the Seattle, San Francisco area, wherever you are, we're going to talk about, you know, an intimate evening, evenings of spirit with my very special guest. But here's my New York accent, Benny. You ready for it?
Bring it.
My New York. This is be like New York. James Van Praagh is New York Times best-selling author of Ghost Among Us, Unfinished Business. So when I first started to hear about James, I had a very sharp New York. So it was James Van Praagh. You got that?
Got it.
It's like coffee. It's like coffee.
But you say caffy.
I say coffee. I say,
oh, you say
differently
coffee
now.
Out there too?
I say different. No, coffee.
Oh, coffee. Right.
It's, say it's coffee.
Yeah.
So it's like not Van Praagh. You don't say that.
I feel like
Van.
I'm watching an episode like of James, Jerseylicious right now.
Like James Van Praagh.
We went to coffee.
We went to coffee. And when I go back east, that's exactly what I do. That's exactly how I start talking. So here is my friend, my colleague. He's joining me here today. New York Times bestselling author of Ghost Among Us, An Unfinished Business. But today, I get to chat with you guys, with James, about his latest book. This book, I could not get through it without crying. Maybe James can tell me why that is. But it is Growing Up in Heaven. Now, here's what I want to say about James. We have opened up the phone lines. I think Brian is getting the calls that are jumping off the hook here, because we've got a ton of them. And people have been waiting to call in, and we're going to get to all of these calls. So just hang with us for a moment. Now, James is traveling, coming to, guess where, Pacific Northwest Seattle. And we're going to give you the dates for that. He has been on Oprah, Larry King, Dr. Phil, The View, A&E Biography, 2020, 48 Hours, and the Dr. Pat Show, and Transformation Talk Radio. So he's joining me here today, and we're thrilled to have him. Brian is the guy that's going to be picking up the phones today. And so, I don't know why.
We're working on it, Pat. Got it.
So this is kind of the cool thing that's going on. James, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. Bada bing.
How you doing?
Bada bing, bada bang.
That was the best introduction I've ever had, I must say.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You are very sick and twisted, and that's why I love you so.
Oh, my God. You know, I just, it is.
That's a title you have now.
You pulled that off, and you did a great job.
It's all about the twisted.
It's great to be with you again.
It is great to have you on the show, and we are going to take callers. So for those of you out there that don't know how to get into the show, and obviously that is not too many of you, since all of the phone lines are just lighting up like a crazy thing, 1-800-930-2819. But also we have an instant feedback mechanism, and the way to do that is to go to transformationtalkradio.com or thedrpatshow.com and click on instant feedback. James, I've got to ask you about the book, and we'll talk about the book, and then we'll talk about your travels. In reading this book, from the very, very, very beginning, and I'm going to read the quote in the beginning, okay? So first chapter of the book, everybody, when a child transitions. I couldn't even get that out without crying. When a child transitions, here's the quote that James opens the book with. and it's by Anonymous. And actually, I know Ms. Anonymous. The book is When a Parent Dies, You Lose Your Past. When a Child Dies, You Lose Your Future. And so often, James, we think about the loss of a child, a parent, whatever it is, as an end to something. But this book and why you wrote this book is really not to talk about endings, is it?
No, not at all. And it's very interesting. I mean, every book that I do, I have an idea of what I'm going to write, but the book never turns out what I thought it was going to be about. I always will put an outline to the book, and I swear by the end of the first day of writing the book, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I look at what I wrote, and I'm like, that's where the book is going, the direction? So with this book, the same thing happened. Just a quick intro. Months before I started this book, and I never wanted to do another book. I mean, I really wasn't ready to do another book at the time.
I know. You said that to me once.
And all of a sudden, I saw these children around, spirit children around my office over and over again. And I said, what are you doing here? And they didn't say anything, and they'd disappear. They'd go away. And my guides would say to me in meditation, the children are going to help you write your next book. I'm like, really? I said, that's interesting. And then it started, and really it was an ode to parents who lost children. At least that's what I thought the book was about. And the book, of course, is part about that, because I think the hardest loss we suffer on a sort of physical experience that we have is the loss of children. I think that's very, very difficult for many, many people, and I think it's one of the hardest ones. So the book was really dedicated to parents who lost children. As I was writing the book seemed to change, because once we got through this, the children talking about their transition and when they get to the other side and that they continue living and they continue going to schools and they can go to different, learn about art and music and sports and continue growing and expanding, then they talked about their soul and they said, I had to go this way. And many of them would say, you know, we chose this as a group, as a soul group. We, our families, chose that I would leave at this particular time in order to teach lessons to other members of my family, whether it's letting go, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's patience, whatever it might be. So because that was our agreement as a soul group, and I had to go on to this side. Also being said, children would say, I had to go to the other side in order to teach them spiritually, be a guide of theirs in the spiritual levels. So that started getting into the soul and what the soul is, the soul tapestry. And I mean, it blew my mind. It really did.
Wow.
It really, really did. That we're all souls. And it basically comes down to that we're all souls having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to step back and look at the perspective of everything, and that we are indeed spiritual beings having a physical experience. And not to get so locked up into the physical, because we're more than just that. The physical experiences we have here, as rough as they might be, as horrible as it might be, pain and loss, suffering, it's not real. Those things are lessons. We are spirits, and spirits are eternal.
You know, it's so interesting you're talking about this, because, you know, the whole book process I'm going through myself. And I have to have some of your book writing gold dust rub all over me, James, because I want it to be as easy as that. And, you know, this life path that you have stepped into, have you ever reflected back and asked yourself, holy jamoli, why me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Is that like 5 minutes ago? What's that commercial?
I mean, all the time. Yeah. Every day. I pinch myself. It gets easier as I grow up and I do the work, because I realize I came back here to do this work. But my personality would never let, who knows what a spiritual medium is. I mean, I felt my personality would not lend itself to doing this type of work. I started out being a sitcom writer. I mean, that's really my goal, was I want to be a sitcom writer. And that's why I moved to Los Angeles originally, was that, at least that's what I thought. That's what brought me out here. But there was obviously a bigger plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a bigger plan. And, you know, you are.
What is that saying? You make plans, then life happens?
Oh, my God, yeah. You know, I had a working title for my book called, you know, The Illusion of Life. And then I changed it to the Illusion Called Life. And it's kind of interesting, because we get faced with challenges every day. I want to know, what keeps you going? I just looked at your schedule. Hey, everybody, I just want to tell you, James is coming to Seattle. There is a 5-day mediumship class and a circle, and we're going to tell you about it. What keeps you going here, James? And then when we come back from break, all of you that have called in and all of you that are trying to call in, we are going to just go right to the phones. But what keeps you pumping here, James?
Well, first of all, let me ask you, how many books have you written so far?
I used to say none, and that is not true. I have
so
actually
many books inside you, but you just got to be patient and get them out.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
What keeps it going, Pat? What keeps it going are your people. People, the change of people, transformation of people. When I'm able to bring through, and when I'm the vessel and Spirit's able to come through and prove to them that life is eternal, that there is no such thing as death, they can really begin to, they get their lives back. So there's nothing more powerful than that. When you can transcend and you bring love forth to people, it really is an amazing experience. And that's the energy that keeps me going. That's the bigger truth, the higher truth.
Well,
awareness.
And, you know, this book, actually, I don't know what kind of comments people are making about this book.
I love
you.
It. It's a number five book. It's 5 stars out of all my books.
It's a 5-star book. And actually, I was going to say to you, I actually think this is your best book.
Well, thank you.
You know, I probably, I don't know if everybody has said that to you, but it is so touching. It is so heartfelt. Yeah. It is almost as if a child penned this.
Well, I think they did.
I think they did, James.
Because, it's very innocent, the book. There's a lot of innocence there. So, I don't know. Each book I write has a different vibration to it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just sit there and just let them come through and do it. So it's a beautiful book. And for people who haven't read the book, you definitely should read it. And it's not just for parents with children, you know, it's about the soul.
Yeah, it is. So. Yeah. And the book, by the way, here's what we're talking about. Growing Up in Heaven is the name of the book, The Eternal Connection Between Parent and Child. James Von Prague joining me here today. All of you that are waiting to talk with him when we come back from break, we are going to go right to you. And then we're going to continue to take calls from everyone. But before we do, I want to leave you with this right out of Chapter 3, A Child's Life in Spirit. A soul never stops growing and evolving, no matter what form it takes. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to kick it up. Bada bing, bada bang. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Have you ever thought that you could live the essence of gratitude? By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high frequency energy. Magic starts to appear when we connect ourselves to the essence of gratitude. The openness of our heart allows each one of us to express abundance and creativity in all areas of life. Create your own personalized work of art in the form of a mandala. The goal of this Essence of Gratitude mandala is to harmonize you with the vibration of gratitude and to help you to integrate it so that it becomes second nature to you and that it supports you in the manifestation of the life of your dreams. To get your mandala infused with the Essence of Gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at spectrumlifedesign.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. Please sign up for our newsletter. We're getting ready to do something extraordinary beginning in 2012, and it will begin in the month of February. People that are on our Facebook page and on our newsletter will get to experience each month an incredible giveaway. And we'll be selecting people from the newsletter and from our Facebook pages, which are being revamped right now. But I want to make sure that everybody knows that if you have not gotten to spend time with my incredible guest, James from Prague, I want to make sure you know that he has done something extraordinary. Yes, he's a medium, a teacher, author, and the book we're talking about is most recent, Growing Up in Heaven. But he is taking this show on the road. And so I just want to tell you, February 24th, for those of you San Franciscan folks listening to the show, there's a spirit circle March 12th through 16th. You're going to get to be able to chat with him in Minneapolis. But coming up in Seattle, February 13th to 17th, five-day mediumship class. And on February 18th, spirit circle in Seattle, you'll get to work with James directly. Amazing doesn't even describe what he does. James, I think we should go to the phones. What do you think?
Okay, just one more thing, Pat, I'm going to also be doing private readings in Seattle.
Are you?
Yes, I have 3 days off, so I'm going to be doing private readings. So if people are interested, they should go to my website, vanprague.com, for tickets and the store page for the Spirit Circle and my appearance in Seattle and San Francisco. It's on the store page at vanprague.com.
That is amazing. I didn't know you were doing readings in
Seattle. Well, I did it a couple days early, so why not?
Why not? It's like the fact that you're coming here a couple days early is like it's a monumental event.
I love Seattle and I love San Francisco. So, hey, why not?
All right. Now, I want to make sure you go to the website. Van Prague is very easy. It is vanprague.com. So it's like a double A over everybody in there. So make sure you go there. Or you can go to the Dr. Pat Show website and just click on his picture and bada bam, you'll get that.
Bada bing, bada boom,
bada
bing,
bada bam.
And if you're lucky, my picture will talk to you like that too.
You know what? I just had
it took me for years to get rid of that accent, and then you brought it right back to me, Pat.
Let me tell you something. You just started this, and who do I see? My father, who's no longer with us, his picture with a big fat cigar hanging out of his mouth, and he's laughing. Benny, let's go to the phones.
All right, let's do it. Let's take Michelle from Woodinville, Washington.
Hey, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. So glad to be a part of your fun. I'm from Jersey, so we can
Gosh, we were just talking about Jersey on the break.
I know, and I'm having coffee, and it's great.
I'm having coffee, too. This is coffee talk. Okay. Oh, my God. And what is your name, honey?
Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Michelle. How can I help you, darling?
I would just love to have a reading. I'm going through some changes right now.
Let's let me tune into a psychic intuitive level. You're a loving person. I see a bright, bright light within you that you don't recognize yourself a lot, and you seem to take other people's energy in that what they say is what you think you are. In other words, you're making your reality based on what other people think of you. You know, and it's you're coming to this time right now, and I'd say in the past 2 years, where you've actually forced to come into your own decisions, your own choices, your own ways of looking at life. Does that make sense to you?
It totally does, yes.
Okay, and you've had to throw away old patterns of thought, old patterns of living, because that is not your reality. That's other people's reality, and you could have found by 2 years ago, 3 years ago, big fights, big arguments, big conflicts, because things are not working out anymore, because that's the reality of them, not you. You've got to be, you're an independent thinker, you're an independent person, and your cat will tell you all about this, you got to do things your own way, otherwise you will not be happy. I have a great saying, which is, what anyone thinks of you is none of your business. And it's really, really true, because no one knows you better than you know yourself. There's definitely some kind of a move coming up for you, Michelle. I don't know if you've moved out of an apartment or a house, or you're looking to.
I am. I'm looking to.
Okay. I think it's going to be, believe it or not, I see, like, going upstairs, it'll be a second floor here. And I'm not sure if it's a house or the second floor and the steps are in the back of this place. But I like that for you. But I feel it's temporary, okay? I feel towards the end of February, beginning of March, and it feels very temporary for you. So just be aware of that. I just want you to keep your vibration up high and just realize that, you know, you're a loving person. You're just very sensitive. You pick up other people's stuff. You don't need other people's approval to be who you are.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Bless
Great.
You, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. Rock on, sister. Go have some coffee. Mr. Benny.
All right, let's take Yvonne calling in from Newfoundland, Canada.
Hi, Yvonne. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Yvonne. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful now that I get to speak to you.
Oh, great. Great to have you. I had a good friend with the same name lived right where you are.
For me?
Yeah. Her name was Yvonne, right there where you live. Yep.
Oh,
about 5 years ago.
The reason I'm calling?
Yes.
We lost our daughter 3 months ago.
Mm. Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Tiffany.
Tiffany. How old was she about?
24.
Okay, I was going to say 22. Okay. okay, let me just see what I get here. Well, it's still going on, so I don't know what this means. Is this still going on? Like, is there some investigation going on?
No.
No? Is it all? It's all done. It still feels lingering here, so I'm just trying to wonder what it is. Was this Nakara or something?
No, she took
How'd
her
life. How'd she pass?
She hung herself.
Oh, she hung herself. This is the third hanging I've had in 2 days here, which is weird. did she have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay, and was there some kind of a problem with him beforehand? Okay, and who has the tattoos on his body? Does he have tattoos?
I don't know if he does, but she did.
Oh, she did. Okay, because they keep on saying tattoos. And do you know if there was a talk about them leaving or going away, getting married, or going away and shacking up together or living together?
No.
Do you know if there was a talk about that?
No.
Okay, do you know if they were talking about that or fighting about that?
They were fighting about his addiction.
Okay, well, there's definitely fights right before she does this. She does this out of emotional upset. She does this out of she's not sure if she should leave him or not. And she wanted to really make him angry, and that's why she does this. Who has the piercing in the lip?
I don't know. She did have one. She did have 1 month ago.
She did. In her lip?
Yes.
Thank you. Because I keep on seeing a piercing in the lip, and that's very significant then. Okay, so just make sure it's her. Piercing in the lip. Can I just tell you, did he do injectable drugs? Did he do heroin?
No, he was into cocaine.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you because I'm going to tell you that I think there was either heroin involved or something was shot up because I'm seeing a hypodermic needle in front of me.
Okay.
Okay, so you might not know enough about this man. Now I'm showing track marks, so I know that. I do think that he at one time gave drugs to her. Sorry. And do you know if anyone's named Sarah?
No.
Or Sharon?
No.
Okay. Do you know if she has a friend with this name, Sarah or Sharon?
No.
Okay. Well, I want you to look up that. Was there a book that people signed at a memorial service?
Yes.
Can you look and see Sarah's name in there, please? Can you look it up?
It's locked
and
away,
I keep on
I think.
Seeing,
I think I have it locked away.
Well, when you want to look at it, you'll see what I'm talking about. But she wants her to know she's okay for some reason. And I just want to tell you that there's a warm knit hat you have of hers. It's a woolen hat, like a ski hat, that type of cap, this sort of a thing.
She bought a few days before I gave it to one of her friends.
Oh, wow.
Okay, because she's just mentioning that to me, just acknowledging that to me. And,
She had a friend,
Shauna. Sorry, I'll take that. Shauna. That's it.
She gave the hat to Shauna.
Okay, that's it.
Wow.
And I know that you're wearing something of hers. I don't know if you have her on your necklace right now, a chain or something. But I have
I'm not wearing it right now, but I took it off.
But you have that, right? Because she's talking about that. And
yes,
she's also talking to me about either having a piece of hair or wanting a piece of hair of hers.
I do have it in her baby book.
Thank you. She's just mentioning that to me. And think it was not your fault. Yvonne, this was not your fault. Was her name ever Mickey? Was her nickname Mickey or Mick? Did I call her Mickey or Mick? Was it ever Mickey or something?
No.
Michelle, right? Who's Michelle?
Yeah, she had a friend, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, okay.
And she has a cousin, Michelle.
Okay, because I want to give love there and acknowledge them. And I got to tell you, Yvonne, this is not your fault. This is not your fault. This is not your fault. She's screaming at me. She screamed at you a lot. There were a lot of fights you guys had. There were a lot of disagreements you guys had. You understand? And
we
at one point, she's in a kitchen, and she's screaming at you, and she runs out the kitchen. Runs out. And she was pissed off. She's screaming, pissed off. And I got to tell you, it's like rebellious. It's her own. She's coming to her own independence. And again, this is not your fault. She appreciates your parenting right now more than she did when she was alive.
Mm.
And it wasn't for you. It was a fault. She was trying to get back at this boyfriend. And she thinks that nobody's going to be able to help this man.
She thought that.
I'm very sorry about that.
Mm.
Is she at peace, though?
She's at peace. She wants you to be at peace. She's keeps saying she's sorry she did this. She knows better now. She knows better now. Who released a balloon for her?
Oh, my God. We did at the cemetery.
Okay, because she wants to acknowledge that and say she's appreciative of the balloon. She was watching you do that.
Oh,
and she
my
says,
God.
Wow, that was beautiful. Wow, that was beautiful. Wow, that was beautiful. And I love where she's buried, and I like the tree, and she's mentioning that.
What?
And I love her photograph.
Mm.
Okay, I love that. I love that, she says.
She loved the tree?
Mm.
Yep, she loves the tree because you went out of your way to get that tree there.
We did.
Okay. And also, was she buried with some kind of a stuffed animal or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's just talking about that. She loved
Hello
that.
Kitty. Her Hello Kitty talk.
Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty, Kitty, Kitty. And I like the letters that are in there and all these poems and all these things. And she wants that. She loves you. And she keeps on the roses. She loved the roses, by the way. I know you kept one of them. Okay, baby. Okay, Yvonne.
Thank you, Yvonne.
So she's with you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And don't beat yourself up, Yvonne, okay? There's nothing you could have done to save this. It was her own thing. Don't take on her stuff. That was her thing.
Mm.
Just send her love, and that helps her the most.
I do
okay.
every day.
Okay, helps
Thank
her.
Thank you
helps
so,
her.
So much.
You're welcome, baby. You're welcome. Hopefully I'll see you when I'm up there.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Wow, James, it's incredible. We're going to go to break, but what we're going to do is we're going to skip the third break for all of you out there. We're going to go to a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to take the rest of the calls that are coming in here. We've got Ramona, Keely, Kamisha, and ringing. So stay tuned. James Von Prague in the house. We'll be right back.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create create a life of joy. Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. James von Prague joining me here today. But I will emphasize this over and over and over again. Let me just tell everyone, James von Prague is coming to Seattle, everybody. February 13th through the 17th, a five-day mediumship class beginning February 18th. We'll have the Spirit Circle in Seattle. Now, let me just mention, this is kind of a rare thing. For those of you that have never sat down with James and experienced what you all just heard on the show today, he is going to be here early and is taking private sessions. This is incredible. So I want to make sure all of you know, check this out on his website. James, I'm going to give you the short version. Go to www.vonprague.com. It's VanPraagh.com. Or for those of you that are from the East Coast, go to Van Prague. You can get it the same way. But don't forget, everybody, February 13th through 17th, five-day mediumship class. Outstanding. And then the 18th, the Spirit Circle in Seattle. And then prior to that, you can schedule your personal one-on-one session with James. Go to the website, www.vonprague.com, and your life will be different. If you listen to the conversation that he just had with Yvonne, you get a sense of what he is about. James, we're ready to go to the phones. Are you ready?
Yvonne just went on my website. She's in my chat room telling everybody. So people can go to my chat room, too, and talk about things. That's great.
Go to the chat room. And, you know, we've got instant feedback. James, you have to promise me one thing, though.
I promise you one thing.
All right. The next time you come, we have to do a two-hour show.
Oh, definitely.
We have got to do 2 hours because we just have a blast.
Chat room, because you're amazing.
Thank you. So are you. My gosh. Hey, do I get to sign up for a personal reading, too?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Why not?
Yeah. We rarely get to participate in stuff, you know, because we like to do the show. All right.
We'll give 2 tickets away from your show, too, for the Seattle show.
You want to give them away now?
Sure. Let's give out 2 tickets.
Okay. We'll do. You know what? When we get the Seattle people that come up in the queue that are calling in, we'll give it to them.
Okay. Yeah. Seattle people that mention your name. Yep. We'll give.
And I think we have two people in the queue. Mr. Benny, let's go to the phones.
All right. Let's take Keely from Birmingham, Alabama.
Keely, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Keely.
How are you?
Good. How do you spell Keely? C-E-E-L-E-Y?
No, K-E-E-L-Y.
That's what I wrote first. How funny is that? Okay. I must be psychic. How are you, Keely?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
How can I help you today?
Well, I was just trying to get some information, if I could get some information on how to help my daughter who's dealing with anxiety and depression.
Well, first of all, you brought her to a doctor, a medical doctor?
Yes.
Yes. And what about a therapist?
Yes.
And what do they say?
No success with the either option.
Dr. Pat, I rely to you on this one.
Well,
I thrust this at you.
Well, why don't you give me a little background? Just give me quick a synopsis in your point of view about what's going on.
Well, she's had a lot of change in her life.
Yep.
Just recently.
Yep.
And also a really bad thing happened in our family that really was very crushing to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I could get a reading, you know, from somebody in our family that's passed that may...
That may give you some help? Okay, so when you say you've taken her to doctors and you've gotten no help, is that correct?
Right. She's not responsive to that at all.
That's right. And is she responsive to having conversations with you?
Sometimes. Okay. You know, we're very close. We're very close.
So let me ask you a question. And this is a question, James, maybe you can jump in, and maybe there's a family member. Can I ask you a question, Keely?
Sure.
Do you understand her pain?
I do, yes.
Do you understand the source of her pain?
I do.
Can you unconditionally love her?
Oh, I do. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's no question.
Okay. And does she and can she speak with you in a way she's never done before about this?
Oh, she can tell me anything.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been able to do that.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think she's unresponsive to doctors?
Well, I just think that she's had one crisis after the other, and it's really just been too much for a young person to handle.
Yep. How old is she?
She's 19 right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. Really critical point in time in her life. And
yes.
And I agree with James. I mean, just because you're unresponsive, actually, I'm going to share a little story with you, but it's going to be short and it's going to be brief because I want James to jump in here. When I was 7 years old, I was taken to my first psychiatrist. You're the first one. And he totally didn't understand me. It wasn't a good fit for me. And, you know, from that point on, I was taken to a number of people. I got to the point where I absolutely could not talk with them. She has just not found out. She has just not found the right person. You understand?
Yes. But the problem is she's not receptive to finding anyone anymore.
And that's right. And so this is the place where you have to let a soul take its own path.
I'm pretty much doing that now. I mean, my options are limited at this point.
James,
a lot of frustration. You know,
yeah, and what I'm trying to say to you is, you got to cut the frustration out because that's an energy force, and she will pick that up, right, James?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, and it's letting go and letting God is really what it is. It's,
yep.
Isn't it amazing that the universe has tied everyone's hands? So now you have to physically let her do her thing, and you can't get in the way. You're
going
to let her be herself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do anything. It's her path right now. I just want to ask, do you know if she was abused when she was younger? Was there an abuse problem at all?
Yeah, that just came up for me, too.
Mm. Not at all.
Never was.
Not at all.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. Interesting. And what's her birth sign, by the way?
She's Pisces.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. When I was picking up before with her, and I'm not picking up anyone around in spirit, but I'll tell you intuitively, Pisces people are very, very sensitive, ultra-sensitive people. So they tend to see
very,
the world
very,
very, very different than most people. They tend to pick up things that are very different than most people. You have to encourage her intuition, because that's the language she understands.
Yep.
Pisces understand intuition, because that's their normal speak. So if you ask her, how do you feel? What do you sense about this? What do you sense about these things? She's very good in creative things, whether it's art, music.
Yep.
If she could do those things more and more, and you can give her more emphasis into those things, she would blossom out. She would come out. That's her language. She would speak to you like that. That's how she expresses herself. So that's what you need. You can't. She's not a mind person. She's not a mental person. She's a feeler. She's a feeler reactor. That's what she is. People react differently. She reacts in a feeling, sensitive point of view. If you have people around her who are very hard at her, or scream at her, yell at her, she closes down. Can't handle it.
Yep.
She will open up, but she has to open up to a sensitive person.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And with people that don't want to fix her.
Right.
That's why I kept asking you the questions about understanding. The other thing is, I just want to be mindful about this, James. We just want to be mindful that she is not in a position or has been thinking about harming herself, because then you have to take a different action. You understand?
Right. Well, I think that we had gotten to a situation that was that serious, but that's calmed down since then.
Okay.
So
yep. Okay.
It's really not at that point now.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. And so what I love about this is she's actually turned a corner.
So, she really got to express the creativity very, I get that really strongly. And whether that's ink work, whether that's artwork, whether that's a garden, whether it's painting, that
she's
needs
got
to be expressed.
She's got to. You know what I'm saying? And so this frustration stuff, that's got to go away.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Who's the man around her? Is it her dad or is there a man around her who's a little bit harder energy? Okay.
She has a very loving father. Very loving.
The energy's kind of hard, no?
Oh, no, he's not hard at all.
Okay, who's the hard gentleman that's around her? When I say hard, I mean the energy's a little strong for her. You know, think of her as a simple flower, a loving fat flower that needs to be nurtured all the time. And when there's a strong wind coming in, it knocks the flower down. So she's just going to be around those types of people. So maybe it's a friend of hers. Yeah. I don't know. But she needs to be around.
She does not like to be around any. Yeah, she doesn't like to be around anybody that's negative.
Hard.
Yeah.
Was her last therapist a man?
Yes.
Was he hard?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah, that's what I picked up, James. I zoomed in on that earlier.
He certainly did, girl.
He was not a good match for her. She needs
a good match for her.
Yeah, she needs somebody that is definitely a woman.
A heart-based woman,
A heart-based woman that is not just going to sit there and be a therapist, but is also a coach.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
and
that,
brings
that's
out her
it.
Own light. You know, she's gonna. A woman will bring out her light. Yeah. She really needs someone to bring out that light and validate that for her because she's feeling things that can't be validated by people.
You know what? She's got to be validated. You know what I got? I would imagine that she came home with you, and if she had the opportunity, she said, "You know, I was going to slap that man."
Yeah.
On more than one occasion.
I'm saying.
Because when they're like that, they don't hear him. She didn't hear what he was saying because she shut him right down.
You can't hear him.
Because he wasn't speaking her language. He wasn't speaking her language.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. By the way, I actually did, at 7 years old, slap Dr. Jacoby. Just want to tell you that. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sweetheart. I hope that helps.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got the therapist right away. I don't even know who that was.
Yeah.
All right, Benny.
All right. Let's take now Kamisha from Seattle.
Kamisha, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, guess what?
Hi, Kamisha. Can I come see you in person? Hello?
Yeah, this is Seattle. Should we give away the tickets?
We should give her a ticket, sure.
Nice. You got the ticket.
Uh-oh. Thank you so much.
All right, how can we help you?
So, my mom passed away about 4 years ago.
What's her name?
Her name was Dina. And I was curious if you had any information with her and
let me just tune in and see. Okay. Was she in a bedridden before she passes?
Yes.
And did she lose her hair?
Oh, my God, yes.
And remember the wigs?
She had a couple, but she didn't. She just shaved it, basically.
I know, but did someone go out and buy wigs with her? Were wig shopping at one point?
Yeah, me and her went wig
there
shopping.
There you go, because she wants to tell you about the wig shopping, and she's laughing her head off about that. Okay, wig shopping. And she tried them on, and you and her kind of, if you remember that day, you kind of had a fun time in a strange way. You kind of had a fun time. Said, mother, your mom, what are you kidding? You know, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And that's what she wants to remember, the fun times, the fun times, not the bad, sick times that she had. And your mother tries to hold up a brave front. She really always did. She really always did. She misses her father. So her father must have been on the other side for a while. She missed him.
She didn't get to know him for very long. He passed very early. But
when he was like 5 or 6, probably. But she really missed her father her whole life, she says to me. I missed my father my whole life. And she's able to be with him now, and she's smiling from ear to ear. She has a great smile, by the way.
Yeah.
She lights up the room with a smile. She does this little dance, which is really funny, in front of me. She's doing a little fun dance. And she never makes a situation very heavy. She always lightens up the room. She lightens up the energy in the room, this lady. You understand that? And her family is also... can I include Kiwi? Did you call Kiwi or Kiwi? I know
Kiwi.
Kiwi. Okay, I know she calls you something shorter. That's what she's calling you.
Yeah.
And she's saying to me, don't make it so heavy, because she's not that way. Family is very important to your mother. Always was and always will be, the family. And I know that this family is very important to her. She always wants to get together with holidays or get-togethers for family. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And do you remember when there's a picture of you with a bow, bows in your hair, two bows in your hair, when you were a little girl?
Yeah, actually, when I was a little kid.
You understand that one? It's like a class photo, and there are two bows on either side of your head. It's like pigtails. And she's showing you that. She's laughing about that, and she loves that photo of you. You were a little girl, like 5 or 7 years of age or something. And she said, you did everything for me. She's okay. She was in a hell of a lot of pain before she dies. She had a hell of a lot of pain before she goes. And I know that was involving the blood. I know that she was involving blood or some kind of material cancer thing. I know something with her in the body. And I know that she has a hard time with this. I know that. I know there's an uncle or aunt that helps raise somebody.
Yeah, that's my uncle.
Okay, so helps raise. I think I must have raised her, but I'm acknowledging the uncle that raised me. Okay, she's very proud of you. And you have two or three other people in your three other siblings.
I have one other sibling, but it was me, her, and my dad, basically.
Okay, one other. Hmm. Who's the one? Is there anyone studying medicine or law?
Well, actually, my sister is in the healthcare field, yes.
Okay, great. She's right with her. She said there's going to be something coming up for her very soon, a change. There's going to be an increase, which means a bigger job responsibility.
And, thank you.
She told me that, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could be a teacher, sweetheart. You really could. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to give you today because I'll see you in Seattle.
Thanks, Kamisha. You'll get the ticket, so we'll get you that information.
Okay, baby. We'll see you then.
Wow, Seattle. James is coming to Seattle, everyone. And I know you guys are calling in, but we're ready to keep rolling here, Mr. Benny.
Rolling.
Gotta love to do it. Rolling with Ramona. She's calling in from Fredericksburg, Texas.
That song is called Rawhide.
Rawhide. Before my time. Okay.
So how do I know it? Okay, there we go. Let's go to Ramona. Ramona, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Pat, and hello, James.
Hi, Ramona.
Hello, Ramona. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be talking to you both.
We're excited to have you.
And I'm coming down to Texas, too. Go on my website. It's all there.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. I will.
How can we help you today?
Well, my question is, can you tell me who is around me in spirit and why?
Okay. Well, it's a male figure who's around you. Well, there's more than one person around you. Okay? You have a male figure around you. There's a child around you. Okay, so I don't know why. Did you ever have a miscarriage?
Not that I know of, but I've been told that before that I might have had one.
Well, there's a girl spirit around you, and I feel like she's there from a miscarriage. And I whenever I see children around people, it means there needs to be joy in their lives. They don't have enough joy in their lives, and they tend to take things too seriously. You understand that, lady worrier? And you tend to worry a lot, Ramona. You're one of these control freaks who want things done their way, has to happen, and it can't happen in your time, it happens in God's time. So that's a big lesson for you. You understand that? So there's definitely a girl child around you, and I do think it's related to you as far as like a... I do think it was a mishap here.
Is she coming back? Because my husband and I have been trying.
You will get pregnant again. You definitely get pregnant. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that an aspect of her is going to be with you. There's an aspect of her that's going to be with you. Okay, there's an aspect of that soul that will be with you. I talk a lot about this in Growing Up in Heaven, the aspects. It's not just, you can't think of them as individual bodies like we have here. It's an aspect of that body. It's an aspect of the soul, okay? So think of it like a star, and the stars are different rays of light. So one of those rays will be coming back to you, okay? And you know, sometimes when there's a miscarriage, it's nature's way of perfecting the body for the upcoming, the mother's body and the baby's body for the next time. So that's what happens with that. Your grandfather's around. That's what this man is. Did you know your mother's mother? And who's John?
Yes, but I didn't really like him.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine, but maybe he's coming to say he's sorry to you.
Okay.
Did he have a... I don't know why. Who taught you how to drive cars?
That he drove cars or I drive cars?
Did he teach you how to drive a car? Or was
No.
Who taught you how to drive a car?
My dad.
Your dad. So would this be his dad then?
maybe, and I mean, I never met my father's father.
Okay. This is the man who you're angry with, so I'm sorry, you must have known the angry one.
Okay, okay.
That must be him, the one you're angry with.
Mm. Okay.
You know what, I'm going to tell you something. I just feel like he's around, but he's trying to get forgiveness from you.
So well, would that make sense to you? I'll give it to him, yes.
But you know, when he died, you had bad words.
Right.
When he died, you didn't think, have good thoughts about him.
No, I did not.
Okay, so he's coming through to say he's sorry to you and sorry to make you upset about him. I also want to ask you, do you know if he had diabetes or blood sugar problems? Because he said his life was not his own. He had to be in medications. He said he couldn't do the sugars. And he said he wasn't who you think he is. He's not who you think he is.
Okay.
So you never know why people behave a certain way, you know, Ramona. You know, in his childhood, maybe something happened that created him a certain way. Maybe he couldn't trust people.
I think so, yes.
And I do,
you're
too.
Right
I
on.
Think he couldn't trust people. And unfortunately, you see that negative part of people instead of going deeper and deeper and seeing, what's the source? What's the reason why this is happening? Why is it manifesting a certain way? And a lot of that is defense. You know, it's a defense mechanism. They don't want people to get close to them because they feel they'll be hurt again. And I think in your grandfather's sense, I do think that he was, and somehow that something happened to him younger on. By the way, did he smoke cigarettes or cigars? Or?
Yes, he did.
Okay, because I keep on getting him wanting to do that when he's around you. So when you smell smoke, like tobacco or some kind of smoke, that's him coming through to you. Now, don't be surprised if he's one of your guides as well. Got to tell you that. And has there been a new house around you in the past 2 years?
Yes.
Can I just tell you that this man helped you get the new house?
Mm.
And you're going to say, how could that happen? Well, spirit can influence you to drive down a certain street. They can influence you to call a certain person. And I think this man had a big hand in that because he doesn't feel he took enough interest in your life when he was alive in the earth, and he's able to do that now. So he's here to acknowledge that with you. Now, the baby you're going to have, there's going to be a baby for you, and December is going to play a big month. For some reason, December plays a big, big month. Next December plays a big, big month. I got to tell you that, all right?
Thank you, because I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
Do you have a big backyard where you're living now?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so it's a house, a big backyard that he helped you with. I just got to acknowledge that.
Wow.
Because he said to me, you're going to be building a baby's like dollhouse in the backyard, a playhouse. You're going to be building some kind of a playhouse in that big backyard. That's what I'm hearing in my head.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
And don't worry so much. You worry way too much, and you're going to block the energy. So don't worry.
Mm.
Well, I'm trying so hard to develop my connection with my a spirit guide and angels, and so I meditate every day. And
Ramona, have you been to my store page?
I have a whole online thing
about contacting spirit, how to go through the meditation. I do two online meditations with you. These are ways I've developed over the past 3 or 4 years to help people get in tune and to center and ground themselves. So that might help you. Go look and see if that resonates with you, because I think it will. I think it's exactly what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
There's help out there. You don't have to do it yourself, honey.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for saying
you.
That.
Do not. You don't have to worry about it. I've done it for you.
Yeah, I love that message, Ramona.
That
you know, that's a mistake that most of us make. We think we have to do it ourselves.
Exactly. We don't need to. People do it before us.
You know what? If we were meant to do stuff ourselves, Ramona, you know what would have happened? Do you want to know?
Yes.
Each of us would have been given our own planet.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would have been Planet Ramona. James would have been Planet James, and I would have been Planet Bada Bing Bada Bang.
Bada Boom.
Thank you, Ramona. Thank you for joining
us. Thanks, Ramona. God bless. We'll see you on the website.
Now, those of you that tried to to reach us here today, I want to say that for those of you that are in the Seattle area, please make sure you go to James's website, which is www.vonprague.com, or just go to drpatlive.com and click on his just amazing picture. James, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you when you get here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. And people can also reach me on Facebook. I have a Facebook site. I go on every day and do entries, and we have fun in there, too. So
okay.
I look forward to seeing you in Seattle.
I love it. And go to Facebook. Go see James. Benny,
thanks,
thank
sweetheart.
You for a great show. James, amazing. Brian, Ryan. Good job getting up all the phones. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. It has been a jam-packed hour. We are going to be bringing James back, and it takes quite a bit to try to get 2 hours into his schedule and get him on here. The response was so overwhelming today. I know that many of you are saying, well, you know, I didn't get into the show. Let me tell you, this has been a record-breaking response to get into the Dr. Pat Show. We took as many calls as we possibly can, and we left 5 times more of people trying to get in. But we promised to bring James back. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Make sure that you go visit us at thedrpatshow.com. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. We've got a great announcement for all of you. And keep listening to Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you next time, everyone.